Hometown Radio for you and yours. The one and only one. 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Steve Mayo, sitting opposite me, my friend Lou Feliciano. Hey, Lou.
Hi, Steve.
Great to be here, as always, 5:30 on Mondays throughout the year here at WVOX. WVOX, I have to enunciate, 1460 AM. Call-in number, 914-636-0110. We want your calls, but we ask, just let us get a nice running takeoff. A couple of subjects we want to cover in the first segment. So please, after the quarter hour, after quarter to six, please make your calls, and we'd be glad to talk to you about anything under the sun that concerns you. If it concerns you, it concerns us. Lou, I know this is a great local station. That's what we're known for, and you and I always are toasting that, and I think it's important. And local to me means it gave me, Lou, and I know you, a start in this little business that we're in, and we broadcast. And where else would that have been possible but VOX at New Rochelle?
Nowhere. Nobody else does this.
That's right. So that's why I have to respect their orientation. So here I'm going to break that rule just very quickly. I have to tell you, as an American, as one who's tried to uphold the law, and I've practiced a little law, but mostly I've been in business, and I will tell you, I think the handling of the Hunter Biden plea by the U.S. Justice Department through the Delaware office, and, of course, by his defense team, as revealed last week and finally written about by an increasing number of outlets in news and on the web, and even noticed by the Democrat congressman from the Stanford area. To his credit, he at least acknowledged that bit. Lou, I don't know how far and deep you looked into this, but to me that was a smelly deal made by these attorneys, making the worst confirming the worst stereotypes about lawyers not being frank and straight and honest. And I think this deal was designed by somebody in the federal government and, of course, his lawyers to evade the law, avoid precedent, try to not let charges be brought up against them after very easy kid gloves treatment for his two misdemeanors. And we all know now, if you follow the news, again, it hasn't been reported widely enough, but we know now that the whole deal fell apart. Biden rushed to change his plea to not guilty, and we're expecting, thanks to this federal judge, Judge Noreika in the Delaware District Court, thanks to her insistence on principles, I think we're going to have a fairer resolution of his thing. I don't believe in witch hunts. I don't think Hunter Biden deserves to be mistreated. It's not all about that. I think, though, that we have to have a standard of law for Republicans and Democrats, for family of politicians and others. And I think this deal being rejected is very important locally and nationally, Lou.
I disagree with some of the things you said. But number one, just follow the money, Steve. Why is Hunter Biden getting this money because of who his father was? His father at that time was vice president. So the guy has a known drug addict, a known crack user, or whatever like that, with a pistol permit. Why? That's like giving, you know, an alcoholic keys to a tank to go drive it or plow people down, God forbid. You know, it's ridiculous. You look at this whole story. Follow the money. Yeah. Why are they giving him? Why is the Biden family getting all this money from? You don't get nothing without nothing. People don't give you nothing without getting something in return or a favor in return. You know, just the Biden name, and if they needed to a meeting or whatever like that, they use that money, the millions that they gave to his family, to, hey, listen, hey, Steve, I gave you $1 million. You got to do something for me now. If you don't think that's happening, then I got bridges to sell you.
Absolutely. No, I agree with you. I'm just saying, as a partisan, as a conservative who tries to vote Republican when there are candidates, and also who believes in a one standard of justice, this deal was an outrage. I'm glad it broke up. And you're right. The treatment of Hunter Biden was like giving an infant matches and giving him a 5-gallon jug of gasoline.
Exactly.
And the treatment of his abuse of his rights and privileges, his issuance of a gun permit, and his habitual drug use and abuse, and his saluting himself on his laptop, and which you know contained a lot of photos of him in misconduct, made him the wrong guy to get a patient treatment by any prosecutor I've ever known or heard of. So I think in the end, this thing had to sink, and I think we're better for it. And again, I just hope we can treat it now neutrally, and I hope there's a deal that we all can live with, because let's face it, it's not just one guy. It's the son of the president in the United States. Got to be fair.
And remember the first part of the hearings when they were saying they had a recording, the big man got to get his share. What is that telling you, everybody? That's telling you that either Obama, who was president, or his father had to get a piece of the action. That's what it's telling me.
Absolutely.
That's what it's telling me. The big man's got to get a share. In other words, broke your deal for a couple $1 million, but I want 3% or 10% of that million right up front. Just because you're using our office or whatever like that. Don't kid yourself. That's why this was all done following the money. I say that from the beginning, and I say it now.
It's a stinker. And just imagine, as the habit is today, imagine Donald Trump Jr. in a similar role like Hunter. They would have grabbed him, swallowed him up. You wouldn't hear from him again. There would have been nothing dismissed. It would have been the harshest treatment of the law. Look how Paul Manafort, one of President Trump's aides and assistants and advisors, was treated for a Foreign Agent Act abuse, a breaking of that law. He went to jail for this. Very unfair. This is the Lou and Steve Show. That's Lou Feliciano, Steve Mayo, with you Mondays at 5:30 here at WVOX. Keep your dial where it is, 914-636-0110. We'll take your calls right after this.
Now deep in the heart of a lonely kid, he's suffered so much for what he did. They gave this poor boy his fortune and fame. Since that day he ain't been the same. See the man with the stage fright, just standing up there to give it all his might. And he got caught in the spotlight.
The most fun in the morning. Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Hello again. My name is Steve Mayo. It's the Steve Mayo and Lou Feliciano Show here Mondays, 5:30 p.m., and we're glad to be with you. Call the number 914-636-0110. While you're at it, by all means, take our signal over the airwaves, over the radio waves. But also remember, we are available, as is all the programming here at VOX, worldwide, universe-wide, www.wvox.com. And you can also go to my website, show.com, for everything Louis and I talk about, recordings of past shows, and also some writings of me and some other people soon to join. Lou, we talked about the Bidens. Clearly, that affects us all. But let's face it, yes, we've got a political season upon us. And I have to tell you, local, national, it's intertwined. We all have to be involved. And I think some developments last week raised questions, Lou, like we just discussed. County Executive Latimer, we're hearing, hinting, maybe rumors, maybe just made up, running against Jamal Bowman, our incumbent congressperson in the 16th Congressional District in New Rochelle, Westchester. And I got to tell you, I'm a Republican first, primarily conservative more than anything. I would support Latimer running against Jamal Bowman in a primary in any way I could, because Bowman is bad for our nation and bad for our best ally, Israel.
I can agree with you on that, but I can't understand why Latimer would do this for. Latimer has over 35, 40 years in government, so he's 70 years old. The pension, he's going to get a nice pension, Mingya. He's going to get a real nice pension. So why would you throw all that in there or whatever for this race here? At 70 years old, you don't need that aggravation.
You're absolutely right. I know him a little. I have to tell you, we've been political at opposites at times, but I've also agreed with him. And I got to tell you, he's a very good government player, a performer, and executive. I would wonder why you'd give it up.
No, I can't. It doesn't make any sense to me. 70 years old, you know, this stage of your life, why you want to go through this all the time or whatever. He was great when he was in office. He helped the community. I always said this about them. And, you know, I'm put it out there. I voted for Latimer. I'm a Republican. I voted for Latimer.
Shame.
To a lot of people, it might be a shame. But to me, he went to a meeting on the south side of New Rochelle at 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock. He was in Mamaroneck at 9 and then up in Rye Brook at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night having meetings or whatever like that. Why does that make a lot of sense to me? Because when you go vote for that person, you want to have somebody who's going to represent you or listen to your story, what you think or whatever. That's the best guy for office or whatever. Nope. Do I disagree with a lot of his politics? Yes. Sure. Another guy who was a good friend of mine was Tim Idoni. Yep. I voted for Tim.
True.
And he was a Democrat.
Hey,
I make no bones about that.
Hey, you know, you've done it more than I have, but there are times you have to cross lines and you support Democrats, you support people not in your party, and I don't think anybody is more loyal to the conservative cause than myself and you, and I think the point here is made. Latimer, think hard about it, but I'll tell you, we have to change our representative in Congress, because that's, Lou, an ugly secret that it's time we talked about. We've got a person there who is steering our foreign policy through this district in the wrong way. If you hear what he says about the Jewish state, it's an embarrassment to me, Lou, and I have to explain to people that he's the congressman in 16 New York. I don't care if he's a Democrat, Republican, or anything. He is an embarrassment to me.
Well, I heard you on the radio this morning, Steve, on Dennis's show, and you put your case out there.
Excellent.
Well, about the whole last week's show when you said that you didn't agree with supporting for Denise Ward or whatever like that. And
that's not exactly what I said, but go ahead.
Yeah, but in other words, what bothered a lot of people was the Yadira signs that you
okay.
had.
Well, that's not important. We have Joanne waiting. Let's get to that. We'll cover Yadira signs if we must. Joanne.
Hi, how are you guys?
How are you doing, young lady?
You know what? Thank you. I'm fine. It's pretty funny what you just said. And hey, listen, you know, you have to do what you have to do. That's how I feel, you know?
Yeah, gotta do
you
the
know?
Right thing.
Listen, because you don't like, or I don't like, or Lou doesn't like, you know, we all have our, that's it. Okay, so, but I'm going to skip right over that one.
Please, I love don't skip.
I love Denise. I love Denise, and I love the fact that she's a fighter, and she will get everybody motivated, and I totally believe in it. But let's skip over that. I didn't talk about that.
And believe me, I wasn't against her elevation. My only objection to is the process. Joanne, I'm trained as an attorney. You're taught to respect the process. The Republican Party has been asleep at the switch for 10 years. I was expecting a more outward, visible public process. I don't fault the players. I fault the system. I think it begins in the county. I think the state has problems on the Republican column. But I got to tell you, I'm going to speak and I'm going to vote regardless of who is chosen. Because we have to protect our local government, and we have to make New Rochelle better.
We do, and I don't know if it's going to be through the Republicans. Because look at, let's just pray.
There's
but
not
anyway,
enough.
I know it, and I do know it. But we don't have enough, unfortunately, Republicans. But wait, let's skip over that because
ahead,
I just have a couple of quick things. But the Devin Archer thing, I'll skip over that too because we're not even going to hear that on the news. It's only on the I don't even like to watch Fox anymore anyway, but they went over it a little bit.
Well, Joanne, I have to ask you. Joanne, I'm not going to chase you off the air. We were all hoping people were interested in the truth here about hearing what Archer had to say. So you're saying he won't be given a chance, or he hasn't said anything of import?
No, he has said, but they don't want to hear it. And they didn't report it on any other station because I've been looking for it. And they probably may not until they maybe have to. So, you know, sweep it under the rug too, like they do carpet, like they do everything else, like they're doing with, I heard you and Lou discussing, yeah, Hunter Biden. And, that I think is, listen, I think that we, if anyone believes for one moment that father,
yes,
our president, is innocent, come on, please. From way back. And I even heard, I think I told you last week when, oh, no, no, I was telling Monty,
yes,
Monty Delaney, that Obama even said that he doesn't have a personality, never did, Joe Biden, for all these years. And that he, and Monty said he met him at some function or other, went over to talk to him, and he didn't respond much or didn't. Yeah, he has zero personality. He's not a nice guy. He's not a good guy. And he's certainly not a good guy.
But that doesn't explain the lack of coverage. Lou, is there something that's going to come out on the regular media, the mainstream media?
Well, let's say the truth here, Steve.
Probably
the
not.
Right arm of the Democratic Party is the media. So they're going to put a kibosh on everything. They're not going to. They're going to keep throwing Trump stuff out there. Insurrections. They're going to throw about this. They're going to throw about the basement in Mar-a-Lago. They're going to throw about all this stuff. That's what they're going to throw. They're going to whitewash this whole Hunter Biden thing or whatever.
Of course.
He had with the misdemeanor. Then a gun permit, and then he was high on crack when he's walking around with a gun permit.
Yes.
I mean, come on. Let's say
serious
the truth here.
Federal laws broken and no coverage.
Yeah.
MSNBC, by accident, I saw it. I was at a friend's. I saw their coverage last night. Not a mention of the looming Archer presentation to the House of Representatives today. And nothing about Biden's ongoing issues with confidential documents. But all over President Trump. Where's the fairness?
Right, exactly. And you know what else? One more thing. Don't you think if you do some digging, not only in Ukraine, I'm sure I would stake my life on it that there's way more in China, way more, and in Russia, in fact. Okay, so you know what? Come on, please. If anyone doesn't believe that, then they have problems. And
then
you get a couple of clowns that call the shows all day long, and they make fun and they laugh and they this and they that. Oh, yeah, okay. But I just want to mention one thing, you guys, and I'm going to get off because I'm sure you have
Go
people. One thing. This tells me something.
Who's waiting, Nick?
With all due respect to, I'm sorry, because I know you're an attorney too, Steve. Can I talk on it? Yeah?
Please, go ahead.
Okay. With all due respect to you as an attorney, that I know you are, the three top people in my estimation or that I listen to and I totally believe in 1,000% are Mark Levin, Ben Shapiro, and Alan Dershowitz. And Alan Dershowitz, who is in fact a Democrat, okay?
For sure.
And he and they all support Trump. And I'm not saying to support Trump. I'm not even going. I'm not even giving you my opinion on that.
We're running out of time. But what's your conclusion there?
So my conclusion there is if those top people, and especially Mark Levin, who to me is one of the brightest guys going. One of the brightest guys going.
He has to be listened to. And you're right. And Dershowitz, who's not a Republican, he's still in good standing in the Democrat Party. He says something like Reagan said, the Democrat Party seems to have left him. He didn't leave the Democrat Party.
All right. Thank you, Joanne. Thank you for the phone call.
Thanks for calling. Good points, as usual. This is the Steve Mayo, Lou Feliciano show right here on WVOX, 1460 AM. More about the local body politic and Washington and Albany, too, right when we're back.